Who are you, little girl?
I'm your guardian angel.
And why are you here?
I'm here because... Are you not the king of the beasts and the great force for good in this world? There's nothing for you under these chains or on this table. You are not meant to die here at the hands of this witch. You are meant for more.
I don't have to die?
No, not at all. You have to live. Come off of that table and follow me.
The Last Temptation of Aslan, a Martin Scorsese film.
And who is this?
This is Nala from The Lion King.
Hi.
Worldwide premiere in December on the SDI Television Network. Check your local listings.
We've seen you, staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Which Walls here with your Weekend Justice for the weekend starting December 1st. Jesus Christ, we're in December. Can you believe that? On one hand, I'm sad to see 2006 on its way out. On one hand. On the other hand, I've gotten so very little done. I look back over the year and I think, I'm an asshole. So I'm almost glad to see it go, to be perfectly frank. So I'm always torn between passage of time, I'm getting older and more decrepit, my ass is getting wider on one hand, and on the other hand, I'm like, you know, I would just like to get to 2007 and start afresh, you know. But fuck that, I'm starting like right now and trying to, you know, fix some things. Maybe with my slow ass, I'll actually be ready for January 1st to actually do something with myself. So, well, that was positive. How are you? I hope you have a lovely week. I'm sure that's the capper that you wanted on your week. Let's tune into the podcast and hear Widge bitch about his life. Excellent. Here's something else that's interesting. Have you noticed that McDonald's is running an ad campaign? Because apparently the McRib is back. I don't understand the McRib, first of all, with the fascination with the McRib. I had it years ago when they first came out with it. And that's some nasty-ass meat. I don't understand what the big deal is, first of all. But anyway, so it's apparently a big deal to a lot of people. So they've done this second farewell tour. They're calling it the McRib Farewell Tour 2. And so they've got this ad campaign based around this. And the fact that a sandwich is doing multiple farewell tours. I mean, are we looking at the culinary version of Cher? The culinary equivalent of Cher here? I don't know. I would think that probably between Cher's vocoder using ass and the taste of a McRib, I think they're kind of equivalent. You know what I'm saying? So they're on the same level of the ass spectrum. So there you have it. Incoherent as ever. If you'll excuse me, I need to get a little bit more incoherent. There's a Red Bull. Yes, thank you. Much better. Oh, sweet nectar. Okay, so let me thank, first of all, Devin Anderson. This is the second time I've used some of his stuff off of PodSafe Audio. It's He does the, I use stuff from his film and orchestral music section of the selections that he has on PodSafe Audio. And it's very good stuff. I mean, I was trying to put together that skit and the music just made it. So thanks to Devin. Go check out his stuff on PodSafe Audio. It's excellent, excellent stuff. So what have we got to talk about? Well, let's see. I have, as always, for Weekend Justice, we're here to throw out some recommendations of things that you can use to waste your time when you're not. First of all, you should come to the website and waste your time, because as we've always said, we waste our time on this website. Why don't you? So feel free to do that. But if you want to get away from the computer for a little while, I understand some of you people still like to pretend that there's a world out there that's worth going into. So, you know, I respect that. I'm cool with that. So you know, if you want to go out and grab a book, if you want to go out to the bookstore, grab a book, go get a DVD. We're here to kind of help you with some ideas on stuff that's come out recently that's of note that you might want to check out. So that's what we're here to do with Little Weekend Justice, because the weekend is a precious commodity, and we only have so many left in December. Although, I must admit, the feeling that I'm getting from the world at large, I mean, the world at large, you know, I here in Coast City, you know, with as much world as I ever access, I don't know, it just feels like everything's shutting down early this year, you know? It's kind of like, everyone's like, fuck it, it's Christmas time. So, you know, whatever. I'm fine with that. I, you know, if more people are away and leaving me alone, then maybe I can get more done. Who knows? I don't know. So what have we got for you here? Let's see. Yes. So first out of the starting gate, we've got, and we had talked about the audiobook before, but here we've got from Warner Books, or now Hatchet Books, we've got the Amy Sedaris home guide called I Like You. And it's Hospitality Under the Influence. And it's basically your guide to being a good hostess. And if you know anything about Amy Sedaris, I mean, the star and one of the creators of Strangers with Candy, and just a very sick person all around, you can imagine some of the stuff that comes with this. And again, we talked about the audiobook, but this is it in all of its glory. But of course, the best part of this is that it comes with all of the illustrations, and there's some very sick shit in here. Including a guide to putting on pantyhose, which I'm sure you guys have been dying for, along with some very strange recipes, some very twisted pictures of food. There is Amy covered in bits of icing and sprinkles. This girl needs help. Anyway, but basically for the guide to being a good hostess, for cooking some stuff that is only slightly terrifying, you should definitely check this out from Hatchet Books. It's very sick. It's kind of like, I don't know, if you've and you certainly should have checked out the books that Lilacs has put out, where he's talking about styles, you know, house decorating and child rearing and stuff like that. Basically, going back and doing making fun of retro stuff, as only he can do. It's kind of like that same kind of feel, but of course totally different. So if you like Amy Sedaris, and the Sedaris kids, of course, put out good stuff. If you like her stuff in Strangers with Candy and think that she's sick there, you haven't seen anything yet, you should definitely check this out. Nice and big and sturdy, and in fact, wait a minute, I remember this. Yes, this sturdy book belonged to, and it has a little place for an Ex Libris there, with a ghost with a tray of stuff. Very strange. Anyway, this is from Warner Books, from Hatchet Books. It's I Like You by Amy Sedaris, Hospitality Under the Influence, and it's very hilarious and sick stuff. And she's on the back of this book, not wearing anything but pantyhose on the bottom. Fascinating. So, again, Amy Sedaris, I Like You. You should check that out, especially now. Now, I will say again, it is coming up on Christmas time, like we have said. So if you're looking for a gift for a homeowner, for someone who entertains, then you should definitely check this out. Next up, we've got another book here, Walt Disney, The Triumph of the American Imagination. This is by Neil Gabler. And this, they sent me a galley proof, just an unbound galley proof of the book originally. This is from Knopf. And it was like a ream of, it was probably, I don't even know how much is in a ream of paper. This thing is 880 pages long, and it is the biography of Walt Disney. And I'm, you know, I'm sure it's, you know, there's been others, but this is ginormous. This is about as, if you are a big fan of Disney and want to know about his life, this is one-stop shopping, folks. I mean, basically, Gabler is the first guy to get total access to the Disney archives, so he had visibility to stuff that nobody else had or probably will have again. I mean, there's no point. This book covers everything. It's freaking huge. I mean, literally, it was like, I don't even know how many pounds that is, 880 pages of unbound paper. It's a couple pounds, at least. Anyway, so it's an enormous book, and fans of Disney are going to want to check it out. Now, if you are pressed for time, because let's face it, 880 pages, you know, there's only a few of us that could read that in a weekend. Some of us have to actually, you know, take time to go to the bathroom and stuff. Random House Audio has got something that will serve those of us who, you know, have other things to do or short attention spans. It is, well, not necessarily short, but it's still 10 hours over 8 compact discs, but it is the Walt Disney abridged audiobook. And in this case, you know, unabridged, Jesus, I don't even know how many are there, in, you know, that's a lot of CDs. So this is read by Leonardo Leoncavallo, I hope I'm saying that correctly. And it's the audiobook version of the Walt Disney biography. Like I said, if you've got to drive somewhere, and, you know, a lot of people are going to be traveling around Christmas time to go see family and stuff, so you're probably not going to have fun when you get there, so you might as well enjoy the trip, right? So you can grab one of these audiobooks and enjoy yourself that way. So that's Walt Disney, Triumph of the American Imagination. It's out in a hardcover from Knopf, and it's out on abridged audiobook from Random House. Now, next up for your CD picks, we've got three re-releases from Universal Music of Moody Blues' album. And these are Days of Future Past, In Search of the Lost Chord, and To Our Children's Children's Children. So basically, these are the deluxe editions. And if you're not familiar with the deluxe editions that that Universal puts out, they are essentially the first disc is usually the album remastered, okay? And the second disc is a lot of goodies for fans that that are like, you know, they basically these record companies, especially for albums that are out, you know, they're re-releasing stuff all the time. They're re-releasing anthologies, and a lot of times it's, you know, let's be frank, it's pointless to buy this stuff because there's no added value in going out and grabbing it again. But the deluxe editions from Universal Music generally have a lot of cool shit on them, and in this case it's certainly true. So let me run this down for you. Basically, Days of Future Past, okay, they've remastered the album, and the second disc comes with, this is exactly what I'm talking about here, comes with alternate versions of songs. It's got 1967 mono singles, some additional studio recordings, and an entire thing of, let me see, 7 bits of BBC radio sessions that have been previously unreleased. That's on the second disc, so that's kind of cool. In Search of the Lost Chord, again, is remastered, and it's 15 bonus tracks on here. Some of them are alternate mix. Some of them are different versions. Some of them are just flat-out new tracks, new old tracks, mind you, and some B-sides. So, and let's see. There's also some stuff that was recorded for stuff on the BBC on here as well. So that's 15 bonus tracks on In Search of the Lost Chord. Now, To Our Children's Children's Children, and that title takes far too long to say than it should. Much longer than it should, has, first of all, again, the original 1969 album remastered, and I believe, let's see, Days of Future Past and this one, for some reason, in Search of the Lost Chord is not, but those two are remixed with 5.1 surround sound as an option. And so it has all 13 of those tracks, and the second disc is 11 unreleased tracks. Well, released now, previously unreleased, rather. And basically, you've got you've got extended and alternate versions for the first three tracks, and the final 8 tracks are from a BBC concert that they did for Radio 1. So, if you're a fan of the Moody Blues, and you've been, you know, either you've got the original versions, and you got the original versions, you're set, most likely, but like I said, if you're a fan, you're going to want the extra stuff that's on here, because, you know, when these companies come out and they have added value to these things, they should be rewarded. So that's from Universal Music, the Moody Blues. Again, Days of Future Past, In Search of the Lost Chord, and To Our Children's Children's Children. There, I got it down faster. Next up, we got a couple of comics from our friends at Viper, who are putting out quality stuff when the big two companies are putting out nothing but dog squeeze. So we're very pleased to see this. Second issue of Dead at 17, the ongoing series from Josh Howard. Dead at 17, which brings together pretty much everything that, well, you know, most anything that a guy who reads this site would want, and some of you girls as well. Nothing quite like demons, conspiracy, zombies, blunt instruments, violence, and hot chicks. I mean, really, what else could you ask for in a horror comic? Basically, it's not clear to me yet exactly everything that's happening and how it relates to the previous series of Dead at 17. But knowing that that you know that stuff was fun and it was we were having a good time with it, I'm willing to hang out and read this because it's a hoot. And Josh Howard does a great job with the artwork. And you know, there's nothing quite like watching people vomit demons and stuff into other people. I mean, that's you know, that's quality. That's something that you normally have to pay much more to see. So that's Dead at 17 number 2, recently out from Viper Comics. We've also got from Jason M. Burns and Ron Chan, A Dummy's Guide to Danger issue 3, part of the 4-issue series. And I've mentioned this before, where it's basically a detective whose partner is a ventriloquist dummy who talks to him, naturally. And the dummy is sadly the recipient of a bullet in the back, and as a result is paraplegic. And in this issue, things take a kind of a gruesome turn, shall we say. But the story is definitely worth following. It's an interesting serial killer twist, what with the main character and his partner, and a fucked up looking serial killer that when he's finally revealed, I won't say anything about it, but it's kind of like, eh. So fascinated to see what happens with the fourth issue. And if you're not checking this out, you certainly should. Or, you know, grab the trade when it comes out because it's definitely worth it, especially if you like a nice spin on detective comics, which sadly aren't done well. Of course, I'm not talking about the actual detective comics from Paul Dini, which is probably the only decent Batman story that's been out in I don't know how many years. But anyway, no, this is Detective Comics, little D, little C, and it's A Dummy's Guide to Danger from Viper Comics. You should definitely check it out. Next up from the DVD side of the house, we've got a couple of releases from Anchor Bay. First of all, the final season of Third Rock from the Sun, the sixth season, comes with 4 discs here. And that closes that out, so fans can close that chapter of their DVD shelf or binders or whatever it is that you're using these days. But basically, this comes with a retrospective on the entire show. There's an alternate ending to the final episode, along with a 2-part introduction to that. And all 20 episodes are uncut. So that comes in, clocks in at just under 8 hours worth of goodness here. So that is the sixth season of Third Rock from the Sun. And that's out from Anchor Bay, and fans are going to want to snag that. We've also got, for your horror fans who didn't get enough on Halloween, and honestly, I mean, Bob the Zombie's probably nodding right now, but you can never have enough horror! So we've got Heckle's Tale. I hope I'm saying that right. It's H-A-E-C-K-E-L. Heckle's Tale, or Haeckel's Tale, or Heckle's Tale. I don't know. I think it's one of those. Pick the one that most pleases your ears, and just hear me say it each time I say the title. Thank you. This is from John McNaughton, the guy who directed The Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, and it's based on a short story by Clive Barker, so you know from the get-go that the primary source material is totally fucked. I'm not as big a fan of Clive Barker's short fiction as I am of some of his longer stuff, and Magicka is one of my favorite books, but this is like... his short fiction is just totally fucked. If you read Books of Blood, it's like, oh my god, this guy is odd. So anyway, this is from the Masters of Horror series, and as you know, these are TV movies that are put together by these folks, but they come with they're just stacked with DVD goodness. We've got a commentary with the director, an interview with him, you've got interviews with other folks on the set, you've got a script-to-screen comparison, a behind-the-scenes documentary, and the entire screenplay on DVD-ROM, as well as a Heckle's Tale screensaver, which I'm sure you're all salivating over the thought of right now. If you're a fan of the Masters of Horror series, and you've been liking the DVDs that have come out from this, because they're really well done. The DVD features are really well done, especially for something that's rooted in television. So if you enjoy this stuff, Clive Barker and John McNaughton together again for the first time on Heckle's Tale, that is from Anchor Bay. Next up over to the BBC, we've got Men Behaving Badly, Season 5, one more season to go, and we've got 7 episodes of friends Tony and Gary, they're flatmates, they Well, they do exactly what the title says, including watching television and drinking a lot of lager. And in this series, Gary, played by Martin Clunes, has his girlfriend move in with him. So now you've got all of that bad behavior and a woman in the midst of it. But it generally isn't that always the case. So if you're a fan of the series, if you haven't watched it, you should watch it from the beginning, naturally, because it's that way with all series. But basically, this is from BBC Home Video. It's Men Behaving Badly from the UK. It's season 5, and it's extremely funny stuff. It's won a lot of accolades and awards. Speaking of accolades and awards, we've got also from the BBC the third series of Little Britain, and these are some sick, sick bastards. David Walliams and Matt Lucas, the two of them doing sketch comedy that will turn your hair white. It's absolutely hilarious stuff. If you have not, really, if you've not seen this and you're a fan of Brit humor at all, you owe it to yourself to go and check out all three series that are out. So you've got 4 special features on here. You've got commentaries on every bit. You've got some deleted scenes. You've got David Walliams' appearance on Top Gear. There's a radio episode, interviews, and more. So the BBC, of course, always putting out good stuff. And, you know, I'd like to, we always get so much quality stuff from the BBC, and I'm wondering, is television really that much, you know, because I have such a high opinion of British television, so I'm wondering, is it that much better, is the quality that much better, or is it just that we don't, no one ever talks about the shit stuff, because, I mean, you know, it does, obviously the shit stuff that we have here in America goes everywhere because everyone watches our stuff, for better or for worse. But, you know, do the Brits have it right in that their shit stuff kind of just descends into obscurity and no one hears about it anymore? We always hear about the best sitcom in Britain or the best drama in Britain. I wonder, what's the worst sitcom in British history? What's the worst drama in British history? If anyone's listening that's across the pond, I'm just curious. I want to know your opinions on this. Anyway, you know how to find me, so let me know because I'm fascinated by this idea. Next up from Disney, we've got the Robin Hood Most Wanted Edition. And, you know, a lot of people have, you know, disparaging things. I mean, we were talking about Disney earlier. A lot of people had a lot of disparaging things to say about, you know, what happened to the studio after Disney's death. And, you know, we're hoping for a change, a sea change and everything now that Pixar is basically running the show over there. But, you know, there's a lot of warm affection in my household for this film, shall we say. So we're fine with it. Sadly, there's no commentary involved on this, and it's certainly not one of their platinum editions. It does come with some useless games and trivia stuff. There is a deleted scene, and there's a vintage Mickey cartoon, Ye Olden Days, I think from the 30s. So that's all you've got on here, which is, you know, sad. There's a new transfer involved, which looks nice enough. But if you have not bought it before, then I think you'll find it worth your while. If you're a fan, you know, you might want to rent it first to see if it's worth purchasing again. But I would hold out for a bigger version. And again, I will reiterate my hope that Disney actually has this archive of just nothing but commentaries and stuff that they're going to trickle out as the years progress. Because I would hate to think that, you know, this is all we're going to get on this, even though it's one of the lesser Disney animated films. You know, they all deserve, we deserve to get some great features on this stuff. I mean, Disney's Disney, unless it's crap Disney, you know. I'm not really waiting for the commentary on Cinderella 3. Okay, let's put it that way. Let's take a trip over to Warner Brothers with the final season of The West Wing, the 7th season here, that wraps everything up. And, you know, I, as with most shows, I mean, if you go back and look at ER at the beginning, before it devolved into the, and tonight on a special episode of ER, just like every other fucking special episode of ER. The first 2 seasons of ER, excellent, excellent stuff. The pilot episode of West Wing is sheer genius. So there's some good stuff to be had on here. But with the 7th season, one thing I'll say about this that I admire and that is sad is that Alan Alda, who is very, very liberal, is playing like the ultimate conservative candidate that is the conservative candidate that conservatives wish they had. It's depressing that Alan Alda, we have to look at the West Wing for a decent conservative candidate. It's not fucking infuriating. But anyway, so conservatives, if you want to know what people want from a conservative candidate, watch Alan Alda in The West Wing. I know that sounds weird as shit. It feels weird saying, but anyway, that's the long and short of it. So Anyway, this final season of The West Wing comes with all 22 episodes. It's got basically not much in the way of features. I'll just read what it says on the back here, because live from the director's chair, a multi-angle view from the truck as the director calls the live debate episode. That sounds exciting as shit, doesn't it? And a countdown to the West Wing going live for that debate between Alan Alda and that's the episode, honestly, is if you watch the debate between Jimmy Smith's character and Alan Alda. It's a great episode. I did see that. And Alan Alda in that is phenomenal. And God, I wish we had somebody like him, like his character. But anyway, what are you going to do? So it's the final episode's final series, rather, of West Wing, seventh season. And that is available from Warner Brothers. And we also have Bah Humduck, a Looney Tunes Christmas from Warner Brothers. And although new Looney Tunes stuff really kind of terrifies us, there's a couple things to note about this. First of all, it's short. It clocks in at about 45 minutes or so, so there's that. But it's basically an update of Christmas Carol, starring Daffy Duck in the role of Scrooge, with all the other characters fitting into the various roles of Dickens' classic. But a couple things. First of all, it's directed by Ivan Reitman. Yes, the guy who did Ghostbusters. So that's surprising. I didn't realize that. And also, it has Billy West, Need Coffee friend and very nice guy, Billy West, as the voice of Elmer Fudd in this. So he's been Elmer and Bugs and the voice of pretty much everything. So if for nothing else, for the fact that Billy's in it, we have to recommend Bah Humduck. It does have some additional scenes in a game, but that's pretty much it. And, you could do worse than Looney Tunes for Christmas. It might take the edge off. That's from Warner Brothers as well, obviously. Next up from Shout Factory, we've got the first two releases of Inside the Actor's Studio on DVD. And I really do. I don't get a chance to sit down and watch these very often. I think the last one I saw was the Hugh Laurie bit that we had Mystery posted on the front page from. But I really do enjoy this show. And it's and pretty much even people that you wouldn't normally, you don't even like their stuff, you can at least appreciate where they're coming from. And with Lipton's questioning, he brings out at least stuff in their lives that's interesting. And it's just, it's like nothing else, really. And it's, they talk about acting and stuff like that. It's supposed to be for the acting students. But I don't know, I take more away from it from just an excellent interview than anything else. That, I'm not sure what I learned from it as an actor from this. But it's great stuff. This first one, the Icons release, includes the interviews that he did with Clint Eastwood, Paul Newman, which was apparently the first episode, Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand, and includes outtakes from everybody but Streisand. So if you're a fan of the show or you're a fan of any of those actors, you're going to want to snag this because the stuff is excellent. And if anything, hearing about, because I read an interview with Lipton and an explanation of the show, and basically the people being interviewed, like Ned Newman and Redford and stuff, they get final cut. Now, they hardly ever, ask for things to be removed, but they kind of get final cut on the episode. So it's, if anything, you want to see more, but it's trimmed down for time mostly, instead of people coming back and saying, even though they reveal some amazing bits on the show. So there are outtakes on here, which is an excellent addition for this, for the Icons release. Now, the next one, of course, is the Dave Chappelle interview, which is fascinating in that it was Chappelle's first interview after that entire debacle of him leaving during the third season of Chappelle's Show and basically hobbling that incredibly funny show. And we're still trying to figure out what in the hell it's done to his career on the long term. But basically, he talks about his entire life and, of course, the reasons for leaving the show and running off to Africa. So it's fascinating for multiple reasons. And just like the Icons release, it does come with outtakes that did not make the final cut. So two excellent releases from Shout Factory from Inside the Actor's Studio. A fascinating show. If you have not watched it and you like any of the actors that are featured, you owe it to yourself to at least give it a rental and check it out. But it's excellent stuff. Next, we go over to Fox with the fourth volume of Family Guy, and it comes with three discs, 14 episodes. The goodness on here, for fans of the show, you're going to want to grab this, because there's commentaries on every episode by the folks involved. Multi-angle scene studies, there's a shitload of deleted scenes, there's featurettes, and some DVD-ROM stuff as well. And I don't know. I was watching an episode of Family Guy the other night, and it was the anti-Walmart episode that would apparently appear on Volume 5 when that comes out. And I don't know. I think they've lost something, and I don't know if they lost their momentum after the cancellation and their return, or the fact that they're having to split their resources with American Dad, which is painfully unfunny. I don't know. And the fact that it really has become, I mean, the asides and the digressions and stuff used to be funny, but now I swear to God, it's gotten as bad as South Park says it is. But anyway, if you still like the show and the show's still got a huge following, then you're going to want to pick up Volume 4, because it's got 14 more episodes, like I said, and all of that insanity. So, and again, that's from Fox. Last but not least, over to Universal, we've got the King Kong Extended Edition. And I know you're kind of going, holy crap, the last thing I want from King Kong is an extended edition. Jesus Christ, Widge, make it stop. And you know what? I agree with you wholeheartedly. But the three-disc set, the reason I'm excited about this set is the same reason that I'm excited about this ginormous Narnia set that actually just came in. Is that Way to Workshop and the bonus features about the making of, to me, are going to be more interesting than the film. So I'm not really too concerned about the fact that there's a ginormous, even longer bladder destroying feature version of King Kong on here. I'm more interested in the incredibly huge amount of features that are going to be on here. If you look at the behind-the-scenes stuff, it actually goes into, in great detail, the version of King Kong that Jackson was trying to do originally that got shut down, and shows all kinds of, production art and sculpture work and everything for the version that never happened. So it's fascinating in a subject that I always call Hollywood that wasn't, right? And if you're familiar with the behind the scenes stuff and what Weta did for Lord of the Rings, then you can just imagine some of the shit that's on here. So again, that's the King Kong Deluxe Extended Edition from Universal. 38 minutes of deleted scenes, commentary with Jackson, a humongous, I think it's almost an entire disc with a behind the scenes look at what they went through, the scripts for both versions, the 1996 script that they wrote that was never produced, and more. So again, that's King Kong from Universal. So there you have it. A few ideas, recommendations, recriminations, and such for your weekend. I hope that is of use to you. Just a few brief notes, and then we'll get the hell out of here and let you get on with your weekend. I'm putting this up a little late because of, again, it's all this vacation stuff and trying to get things done with a day job virus so that we can actually get on with our lives. So that does things to you. But we've recently re-updated the Cafe Press store. We're clearing out all the deadwood of shit that I'm tired of looking at. That's in its own section and will be gone at the end of the year. So if there's any of those things that you saw and, oh, it was cute, and you're waiting to buy it, don't wait any longer, because we're going to kill them. Starting January 1st, that whole section and everything in it is gone and will never come back. But we are adding, I have an entire line of things that I've thought of that we're going to be adding as time goes on. We just recently added a new shirt of scripture, biblical scripture. And I know that you're wondering, what? But you'll just have to go look for yourself. Also, we've been making some changes around the site, and now that we're kind of getting things down to a dull roar, we're going to be adding some new features and stuff as well. So there you have it. That's your Weekend Justice. That's stuff that's happening on the site. I appreciate you listening. I want to just thank again Devin Anderson for putting his stuff up on PodSafe Audio so that we could use it. As always, Clutch for their excellent song, Promoter of Earthbound Causes. Please go throw them coin because they rock ass. And all of you for listening to me prattle on with all of my bullshit. And one last thing. If you liked any of the bits that we've discussed, you can click on the cover art to go to Amazon and purchase it. And if you do that, we certainly appreciate it because we do get kickbacks. If you're looking to purchase anything from Amazon for Christmas, and you probably better get a move on because, you know, stuff takes a while to ship, you should go ahead and do so by clicking through anything to get to Amazon, and then it counts. Or there's a search engine for for Amazon that you can see if you scroll down on the front page a bit. Also, there's a link there to our Amazon portal where we've got 54 various and sundry recommendations for things that you can buy for the hardcore geek in your life. the pop culture wacko that you know that's living in some mom's basement somewhere, we know what they want, so just trust us on this. Also, if you don't know what to get somebody, there are Amazon gift certificates, and you can click through on the front page to go get those as well, and we get credit. So that helps to defray the costs of this website and our collective therapy. So again, any feedback that you have, I would appreciate hearing it. You can send it to widgesucks@needcoffee.com. I read everything that comes in, no matter how insane. So I appreciate everyone listening, all of my 5 wonderful listeners. So until next weekend, Justice, you should have some more heads up as we catch up on that here shortly. But otherwise, stay close to the site, stay close to the GabFest, and we will talk to you soon. Until next time, bye.